Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis and Bowie. You have to be here. Constellation, America's energy choice. And by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll talk Navy men's basketball with power forward Jace Hogan. We'll talk Navy women's basketball with forward Perry Curtis. The Navy men, winners of six in a row, 6-1 in the Patriot League, 15-5 overall, with their best record at this point in the season since 2009, as they beat Lehigh, exercising some demons against the Mountain Hawks with a 69-64 win on Wednesday night. Snaps an 11-game winning streak that Lehigh had against Navy, as the Mids get another big performance from Tom Lacey. He was outstanding. Will Kelly inside. Mids scored 48 of their points in the painted area. Lacey, Kelly, Jace Hogan, big reasons why they were able to get the victory. And, of course, with the big snowstorm coming, we remind you, NavySports.com, your place to go to keep up with all of the scheduled events this weekend on the yard at the United States Naval Academy. The football banquet has been postponed until February the 28th. That will be on a Sunday. Navy wrestling scheduled to wrestle Maryland on Friday. And at least according to the forecast, that looks like it's probably going to be a go as of right now. But go to NavySports.com for the latest in closings and cancellations. When we come back, we'll talk with Navy power forward Jace Hogan. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
AFMA is the longest-standing financial solutions provider expressly for the military community. Everything we do, from affordable life insurance to fee-only investment management and unique survivor assistance, empowers current and former service members and their families to make smart, confident financial decisions through every stage of life. Call us at 800-985-7650 or visit aafmaa.com/Navy today for more information.
Constellation recognizes Navy basketball as a leader on the court. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort. And at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy!
Are you a member of the Billy the Kid Club? For just $20, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Please visit NavySports.com for more information and to sign up today. The Billy the Kid Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Time to talk Navy men's basketball. Mids up to 14-5 start with power forward Jace Hogan. And just to say, 14-5 for this ball club right now. How does it feel to get off to the kind of start you all have gotten off to so far this year?
I think it's good. Had a lot of losing. I know that's kind of tough to say, but it's good to, especially we've been embracing the road, and we've got a pretty good group of guys. We're really like close-knit and stuff, so it's good to start off well and do some things right, but we just got to keep working.
Big week this week. The two preseason favorites on the schedule this week for you all. You all picked 10th in the standings. How much has that gone into the motivation every day as you all work toward each game to try and prove to people, hey, we're not the 10th best team in this league?
I think that's kind of like a respect thing, and we felt like pretty disrespected by a lot of people in the league. So, I mean, we say it a lot. Like, dead last, DL, and stuff like that. So, yeah, well, anytime we get to prove ourselves to people who voted us last in the league is kind of like a big deal to us.
I was going to say, as a competitor, does that kind of dig at you a little bit when people don't necessarily give you or your teammates that kind of respect?
It definitely does. It definitely does. And we just use it as motivation, which is a really good thing for us.
Mike Erie and I have talked on the air during the games about your love for the elbow and the short corner. What is it about those two areas that you seem to be so comfortable shooting the basketball right now?
I just always practice those shots as a kid, and that's just where my teammates find me open, and that's just like my hot spot. I happen to get there, and teams seem to leave me alone when I'm there, so I like to find it and just shoot it there.
Do you find any kind of an advantage to being a left-handed player?
I definitely do, especially when I'm driving. I mean, now a lot of people know I'm lefty because of scouts, but at first, you know, they just automatically shade you to your right, so I could sweep left and get to the hole a little better, and even closing out, sometimes they'll close out on your right side. I'm like, oh, that's fine for me. I can just shoot the other way.
What has it been like for you this year? I mean, last year you got in 8 games. You didn't really get any taste of Patriot League action, but now you're one of the main players on this team. A lot is expected of you every minute you're out on the court. What has it been like to make that transition to being an important cog on what right now is a winning team?
It's been a lot, honestly. Like you said, I didn't play in any conference games last year, so I'm still learning a lot. But it's been really good. Like, my teammates have been really helpful. The coaches have been, like, really confident in me. So it's really a learning experience for me, but it's been, like, good. It's been a big piece of everything I do, and I really like it.
The other night, again, I mean, not just one or two bigs, all of the bigs seemingly making contributions right now. How much of that comes from competition and the drive and you all pushing each other in practice right now? Because if you look at the combination of the guys playing at the 4 and 5, a lot of you are doing a lot of positive things right now.
Well, definitely at the end of the practice, we go blue gold and we like to get after each other, especially like Tom and myself. And we make it pretty competitive, you know, first and second string. We're all pushing towards the same goal. So we like to get after each other, the 4s and the 5s. And this has helped. As of late, you've seen that in the game. So that's been pretty big for us.
Do you think people are surprised by Tom Lacey's athleticism and the way he seemingly comes flying through the air, not only for offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, and he's had some monster finishes inside for you guys as well?
Definitely. I was surprised when I first saw it. He's a really athletic kid, and he can get up. He can really get up. So, yeah, he's hustle, heart, everything you want in a player. So, yeah, definitely going up against him and us playing against each other just helps us as a team for the whole.
Having two guys like that, I know everybody would love to play 35, 36 minutes in a perfect world, but in a way, does it keep both of you guys fresh because both of you can play so many productive minutes out there on the floor?
It does keep us really, really fresh, and I never thought I'd be able to do it before, but coming in, it's the perfect combination, I think. Like, we're really helpful towards each other, and it's a competitive thing, but at the end of the day, we're all towards the same goal, we're on the same team, so we're like brothers out there, you know. He's telling me, Jace, do this, do that, like, helping me from the bench, and I'm helping him when I come in, like, just dropping little pointers and stuff that we see.
When you guys are defending, how conscious of you now are you having a guy like Will Kelly back there as that big eraser that, you know, the guy may have a half step on me, but I don't necessarily need to foul him here because I know I've got Zero who's got my back there?
Yeah, that's definitely true. Will's helping out a lot. I remember at the beginning of the year, he's like, Will would just be like, let him go. Don't make that stupid foul. And I'm like, okay, Will, like, sure, like, whatever. And then he's blocking everything. And I'm like, all right, I'm not fouling out. I'm not. So a lot of hand checks in the beginning of the year. And now he'll say, let him go, Jace, down the lane. And I'm like, all right. And he's got it.
Big week for you all. How important is it to take each game as it comes? I know so much from the day you arrive here is beat Army. But you've got to beat Lehigh first. How important is it to compartmentalize each game as it comes this week?
I think that's really the key to being a really good team and just making sure that we don't get fat and happy, as Coach always says. Like, yeah, we're 5-1, yeah, we're doing this and that, but we really have to focus on each game because anything can happen. And in the Patriot League, every team is, like, good. Anyone, there's upsets all the time, and you see that every day, and we're not trying to have that happen to us. So we have to focus on each game, really each practice, get better for the game, and then that's what we're trying to do. We see certain, like, games on the schedule, but it's really about each and every day.
Losing is easy. How hard is it to win? I mean, you guys have won 14 of 19 so far, but you all have had to exhaust a lot of energy, win different styles of games. How hard is it to win?
Winning's tough. Like Coach D always says, winning's not for everybody. If it was, everyone would be winning. It's tough. So it is tough to win. Like, you have to put in the work all the time. Like, coming back early from break, everyone does it. But we have to put in a lot of – we put a lot of time in the film, scouting. Our coaches put in a lot of time. So – and also there's days where, like, oh, like, yeah, we're back in the gym. But you have to embrace that and be like, hey, we're getting better. We got to reach our goal. So it's tough. And a lot of teams can't do it. But hopefully we're trying to keep doing it.
All right. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
It's Navy Power Forward Jace Hogan out of the state of Florida. He had 8 points in the 69-64 victory over Lehigh on Wednesday night. We come back, we'll talk Navy women's basketball with Perry Curtis coming up in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Navy women's basketball team getting in action. A big overtime win over the weekend at Lafayette. Joined now by Perry Curtis. And for you all, just getting a win and getting a win away from home in that kind of style on Saturday, where you guys had a little bit of a rough patch in the third quarter, but you all showed a lot of heart, a lot of guts coming back. How important was it to get a win like that, especially on the road Saturday?
It was definitely a very important one for us. Going into it, we knew that we wanted to win on the road for the first time in the Patriot League, so we would have the momentum coming into this week.
For you all right now, I mean, in terms of scoring the basketball, there have been times where you all have had droughts, and then there have been days where you all have had enough. Steph preaches confidence an awful lot. Is there a lack of confidence right now, or is there still pretty good confidence level with this team right now?
There's definitely a lot of confidence with us. We do go through rough patches, but we're trying to get more consistent with that. And through practice, we have a lot of good scrimmages, a lot of good drills during practice. So I feel like we just need to translate the confidence in practice to the games. And I feel like we're starting to do that well.
For you as one of the older players on this team, how much pressure do you put on yourself from a leadership standpoint and try to help everybody through situations like this? Because as you well know, you've been part of winning culture here, and you know that that's the expectation. How do you try to help those other players come along into that winning culture?
I try to just bring confidence every day. I try to bring some experience, especially during the Patriot League. If people haven't played against a team before, just try to bring something that I learned like last year or throughout the years I've been here to practice into the game. So I just try to help them out with the knowledge that I know and spread the wealth.
What is it like to play in, as we mentioned, winning culture, but what is it like to play in a program that has had success? A lot of people don't get that opportunity, but you've had that opportunity. What has it been like to play at such a successful level here at the Academy?
It's a great experience. It really is. And I'm just trying to make sure that the younger players get to experience what I got to experience here. So
for you now, as you look back, as your career has developed as a student athlete here, what has enabled you to continue to persevere, do the things obviously that you need to do in the hall and basketball? Because let's face it, it's tough enough just being a student here, but to be a student athlete as well. What are some of the things that have helped you continue on now here in Annapolis?
Honestly, my teammates, like, they inspire me, and I know we're going through the same thing. So just knowing that other people get what we're going through, and we just stick together and try to help each other out with all of the stuff that we have going on here.
Obviously, your familiarity with this program goes back a lot longer than some of the other players on this team. Your own experience here, though, has it been everything that you thought it would be, or has it been different than maybe you thought it would be now that you are a student athlete here?
I've gotten a lot more out of it than I expected, which is great. So I heard all the stories from my sister whenever mm-hmm. she played here. She had nothing but good things to say, and I'm just glad that I got to experience it.
What is it like now to be able to share that, though, these experiences with your family? I mean, to be able to come here is one thing, but to be able to share those experiences now, I'm sure, is quite special for you.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. I feel like I'm part of the in club now. So, yeah.
What are you hoping for post-graduation?
I chose surface warfare, so I hope to choose a destroyer out of Norfolk for ship selection.
That'll be exciting. Well, best of luck the rest of the way. Appreciate you taking some time for us, and hope to see you guys winning another Patriot League tournament.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Navy's Perry Curtis. She had 12 in the loss to Lehigh on Wednesday night, 51-48. Sarita Condi leading the Mids in that game with 15 points on the evening. Mids now standing at 3-4 in the Patriot League. Lehigh improving to 4-3. Bucknell top the league so far with a mark of 7-0 now on the campaign. Navy women Saturday, 11:30, Madison Square Garden We'll have it for you on the Navy Radio Network. You can also catch it on CBS Sports Network on Saturday as the Mids get a chance to play at Madison Square Garden. And, of course, the tough challenge that is trying to contain Kelsey Monado and that Army offense coming up on Saturday morning from MSG. We'll come back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. Never think I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
B-Dubs gets it. The big game's coming up and you want to throw a party at home. Well, let them help you look like an MVP with B-Dubs Takeout. Simply give B-Dubs a call and place your pre-order today. For takeout only, 50 traditional wings for only $49.99. or 50 boneless wings for just $42.99. Offer valid for takeout only at participating Maryland locations. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back, fans. A reminder, Navy Federal Credit Union, a proud supporter of Navy Athletics, brings you the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up on Friday at Wesley Brown Fieldhouse, it's Meet the Mids Day for Navy Wrestling. It's brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. All NFCU members receive $5 admission when they show their debit card or checks at the ticket office on the night of the match at Wesley Brown Fieldhouse. Regularly priced tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under. And reminder, with potential weather, give yourself extra time to get on and off the yard coming up on Friday evening for the Mids in Maryland at Wesley Brown Fieldhouse. The men's and women's swimming and diving teams in action versus Loyola at 4 p.m. on Friday, and then Penn State at 11 a.m. on Saturday. All the action at Lejeune Hall. Admission is free. The Navy Rifle Team takes on West Virginia 8 a.m. on Saturday morning at the Bancroft Hall Rifle Range. Admission is free. Men's tennis takes on St. Francis of Brooklyn at 2 p.m. on Saturday. That'll be at the Toast Family Tennis Center. And as always, admission is free there. And again, with all of this activity scheduled for the yard this coming weekend, please go to NavySports.com. It'll be your one-stop shop for all of the closings and cancellations, if need be, on the yard over the weekend. As soon as those events are canceled, it will go up on NavySports.com. No need to call around and tweet 100 different people for the information. Just go to NavySports.com or follow Navy Athletics on Twitter at Navy Athletics. Very simple to keep up with all the information you need for the Navy sports programs. Come back with more in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back. Practices this week for the East-West Shrine Game. So far, so good for Keenan Reynolds. He's looked extremely well as a running back out there, catching the ball out of the backfield, showing good acceleration. He's even run some read option with some of the coaches out there. And obviously, Keenan, if he can continue, I think the biggest thing for him is just running straight line speed. If he's got that, if he ends up going to the combine or at some point with a pro day runs a reasonably good time in a straight line, I think he's got a chance not only to get in somebody's camp, but I think he's got a chance to be drafted. And you know who, I think that guy, because he's a football player, that guy in New England, Bill Belichick may take a shot at Keenan Reynolds, though you never know. I mean, somebody else could be attracted to Reynolds as well, but certainly no shortage of spaces for good football players in the National Football League. Great to see Keenan performing well at the East-West Shrine practices. Fans, don't forget, big day coming up on Saturday at Madison Square Garden. The Navy women at 11:30 taking on Army, and then the Navy men, who won three straight last year over the Black Knights, take on Army coming up on Saturday, scheduled for a 2 o'clock tip. Army losing to Holy Cross on Wednesday night, still playing without arguably the best player in Tanner Plum. He has been out with a knee injury, and the team certainly not performing to the standards they were in the non-conference schedule when they had him in the lineup. Kyle Wilson on Wednesday night, 3 of 16 in the loss to Holy Cross as the Crusaders came back for the big second half in that game. Navy tied with Bucknell. Bucknell beating Loyola on Wednesday night. American picked up its first Patriot League win with a win at Lafayette on Wednesday night as well. So the Mids now sitting at 6-1. More importantly, 3-0 on the road, or 3-1 rather, overall in the league on the road. And they've won three straight, though, away from home in the Patriot League. If they could somehow beat Army on Saturday, they will have played 5 of their 9 road contests already and won 4 of them. So if they can hold serve at home and continue to play well there, they're certainly going to have a chance to have a high seed in the upcoming Patriot League tournament at the end of the season. But I think what has been great, Ed DeCellis has told his team, and they've responded. They've listened. They haven't done anything yet. I mean, they're sitting at 6-1 right now in the league standings. Right now, all that means is you're 6-1 after 7 games. Things can change quickly in this league, which is proven throughout the year. There's not a whole lot separating a lot of these teams. There have been a lot of close games in the league throughout the year, so anything can change in the second half of the schedule. So the Mids got to continue to do their business in the Patriot League. Again, with all the activities coming up, go to NavySports.com. Keep up to date with all the closings and cancellations. And a reminder, the football banquet rescheduled for Sunday, February the 28th. If that works better than you scheduled, love to see you at Alumni Hall to honor the Navy football team. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. My name's Pete Medhurst. It's brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. And thanks to Bill Lusby for his assistance, and we'll talk to you next week on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.